Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing God's people with a word tonight.
Amen. Praise God. I'd like to welcome the listeners tonight to our program tonight. I'd like to thank all our brothers and sisters, the Romanchos, the Sintes, Calderas, Machuaya, whatever Vita you are, if you're a non-Gypsy, you're all God's people tonight. We love you and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight is going to be part three and the final part of Slaying Our Giants tonight. So I'd like to invite you to invite a friend, family members to listen to the word tonight. I know it's going to bless you tonight. It's also going to bless us tonight. Grab a pen and paper. Have it handy tonight. It's got a few scriptures for you to write down, but most of all, also, we have some phone numbers for you to pass out and an email address. But before we go further, I'm going to ask our brother Gus to open up the radio program as we always do. With a prayer. Brother Gus, if you would you open up the station with a prayer tonight?
Yeah, thank you. I will. Father God, we come before you. We come to the throne of grace, Father, where we can ask forgiveness of our sins and we could be cleansed, Father, of all the wrong, Father, that's in our lives, all the things that are in the past, Father. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come and to open up our hearts, our minds, to give us understanding out of your word. Your word is living and active, and we need that in our lives today. Last Sunday's service was good. Yesterday's teaching was good, but we need you every day, Lord. We need you tonight. We ask you that you would speak through John, speak through myself. Let the Holy Spirit lead. Tonight you are central, Lord, and we ask that you would just deliver the message as you want the people to hear. Bless all the people that are listening in, Lord. We ask you that you would bless your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Gus, this past Thanksgiving, I was in church. My granddaughter was baptized, praise God. And we had a blessed night in church on Thursday night. And I ran into some old brothers and sisters in the Lord that I haven't seen in quite a while. And you know, I got to talk to some of them today, and there's some prayer requests out there. And I like to lift up tonight. I like to lift up our brother Bucky tonight, his family, his son Larry, for complete healing. Also, his brother tonight for complete healing. Our brother Bobby Love. We like to lift up his family, his daughter tonight to find favor with men, with God tonight.
Okay.
And if you would you pray for a healing for our brothers tonight and our sisters, amen?
Okay, so you said Bobby's daughter and another gentleman by the name of Bucky?
Bucky's son, Larry, for a complete healing. And Bobby's daughter for favor with man and with God tonight.
Okay.
And also, please lift up our sister Sally tonight, if you
okay.
would. Amen.
Yeah. Father God, we come before you again, and your word says you know our needs and our requests before we even ask you. But Father, you ask that we bring these before you in prayer as a step of faith. We pray for Sally, for the needs that she might have. We pray, we lift up Bucky's daughter. Bucky's son, Larry. We lift up Bobby's daughter for favor with man and with God. Father, you know everything. You know every need. You know all that was going on in these people's lives. So we ask you that you would just reveal yourself to them, Father, and that you would heal them both spiritually, physically, financially, and help them to know you, Father, by your Holy Spirit. We lift them up to you and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God tonight. Stay with us. We have a blessed program tonight. This is part three of Slaying Our Giants tonight. And like I said, I'm going to pass out the phone number tonight. If you're listening by internet tonight, if you have a comment, a prayer request tonight, or a testimony tonight, call in tonight. Our number is area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. Also, if you can't call in tonight and you'd like to write to us a prayer request or a question, you can at Gypsy. Email us at gypsyradio@yahoo.com. Now repeat it one more time. gypsyradio@yahoo.com. I'd like to welcome all to our brothers and sisters from Galantamad around the world, from the UK, from all over Europe, all over Asia, from South America. God bless you for that. God bless you for that. Well, praise God. Tonight, Brother Gus, I know it's going to be a rough word tonight. And we'd like to open up to start the word tonight. Again, it's called Slaying Our Giants. This is part three. And next week, we're going to be sharing on fasting. We'd like to invite you to join us next Saturday night at 11 p.m. We're going to start a word on fasting. Amen. It's very important that we fast and we pray. And through the Holy Spirit, God's going to teach us the proper way and why we fast. Amen. So join us next week. Amen. So, Brother Gus, if you would open up tonight, we could start with the word tonight. And I'd like to invite the listeners to invite some friends, family members. Again, I'll pass out the number. Invite them to come in and listen. If you want to listen by the internet, by your home computer, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio. And go to Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. And you can see us live also. And also, I'd like to welcome and thank you all to the Facebook listeners tonight. God bless you. You're so faithful. We love you out there. Amen. Brother Gus, if you would open up, we'll start with the word tonight and open us up with a prayer tonight as we share the word. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we ask that you would just use myself and Brother John as vessels tonight, that you would speak through us and speak to us to bless your people. That you would just open up their minds, open up their hearts to receive the word, and let your word go forth, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit to edify the people, and that you would be blessed. Your name is above all names, Lord. We invite the Holy Spirit to come in and minister in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God tonight.
Brother John, a lot of background.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of static. I don't know what's going on. I'm just letting you know. I'm not sure
there?
If you hear it or not.
Yeah, I'm sounding clear here, but okay. Is that better there?
A little bit better. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Okay. It might be my computer giving us a little background noise there because I'm close to the computer.
Okay.
But what we're going to do tonight is give a little recap, first of all, of what we shared on the first 2 weeks of slaying our giants. Like, well, the last 2 weeks we've been sharing the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17. And a lot of us who are believers out there all know the story of David and Goliath and how David faced Goliath. You know, Goliath, the giant, was around 9 feet tall. He was a Philistine. He terrorized the Israel army, put fear into them. He mocked them. And he did this for some 40 days. And David was David was just a lad at the time. You know, we're going to go back, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere around 3,600 years ago this happened, according to the Bible. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But if we go back to 3,600 years, we can look at something spiritual as believers. Some hundred years ago back, is still that happened back then is still going on today. Each and every one of us face our giants. As Brother Gus shared, it would be nice if we faced in our lifetime one or two giants. I mean, that would be enough in the physical. And I don't think any of us want to go up against the giant. But I'm saying, if that was the case, we only face one or two giants in our life, well, it would be pretty easy in a spiritual sense. But we face them every day. Whether it's arguments in our home, whether it's trouble amongst our friends and family members, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a spiritual giant, a mental giant in our life. We face a lot of giants, financial giants, and every day we have a decision to make. We either go up against that giant or we try to hide. And there are certain ways that we can go up against the giant and certain ways that we can run from that giant. You know, I'll give you an example. We can not answer our calls, thinking it's a bill collector, or someone is going to ask us for a favor, or just a person we don't want to talk to. We hold anger, bitterness in our heart, and try to avoid the problem, or trying to solve a problem amongst a family member or friend. Or we can go up against that giant and face it face to face. And the way we do that is through prayer, the Word of God, and confronting that person in forgiveness and in love and correcting what the problem is. Like I say, it could be a sickness. You know, a lot of times we could look at the physical. We can look at the physical and see as David being a lad. I could imagine when you say lad, somewhere in that time, a lad was probably between 12 and 16 years old, somewhere in that area. And the thing about King David at the time is he had faith. You agree with me, Brother Gus? He had faith when he faced the giant. If we look at it, he was speaking the word of faith. He says, I know that God will deliver that Philistine into my hands today. See, he spoke that out by faith. He just knew that he knew that God would deliver the giant into his hands. He thought of some past victories that he had, slaying a lion and a bear. And he reminded people, but if you look at it, there was, what did Goliath put into the heart of the army of Israel, he put fear, he put doubt, and he provoked them. And he provoked them to what? Anger. He provoked them to fear and doubt. You know, they had doubt that David was capable of handling this giant. But see, David had something more than a weapon, Brother Gus. And listeners, he had more than a weapon to come against Goliath. Goliath came to him with what? A spear.
Javelin, and a spear.
A spear. But King David says, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he came up to him spiritually. A lot of times we want to say, Brother Gus, when we have a problem, I'll take care of that. See, it's I'll take care of that. I'll just have to face that problem. I'll just have to deal with it. Or we could say, pass it along to someone else and say, you take care of it for me, you know, and just tell them I'm not here or you know, run from it. But you see, the thing is that God wants us to face these giants with him. He wants us to face these giants today with him because, you know what, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Bible, as we shared in the last couple weeks, says we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could look at, we shared on Luke, I believe the 10th chapter, it says, behold, I give you.
Brother John, you there? I lost you. Brother John, if you could hear me, I'm going to call back in because I can't hear anything. I lost you.
Brother Gus? I hope I can be heard out there. Brother Gus, if you're with us, oh, wait, let me do this. Brother Gus?
Okay. I can hear you.
Gus, I'm sorry about that. I apologize to the listeners out there. We had a drop call, and we kind of lost everything there for a second, but I apologize. We come against any hindrances tonight in the name of Jesus. I hope I can get back to where we left off. As I was saying, we could face these giants today with the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through prayer. See, the devil wants to keep us away from knowing who we are in the Lord, Brother Gus. See, the giants that we face today is the giant that tells us, don't open your Bible today. You've got other things to do. You don't have time to pray. Don't go to church today. You have to get dressed up. You have to do this and run around. See, he'll do anything he can to keep us from knowing who we truly are in the Lord.
Yeah.
And
like I was talking to you earlier, the biggest battle we fight every morning is the one inside. In the inner man. That's the battle that we wake up with every day.
That's right. And when the giant tells you you're just not good enough, what's the sense in praying? What's the sense in going to church? Things are just not going your way. Just give up. See, that's the lie of the devil. He's the father of all lies. He's the giants that we face every day that put stop obstacles, try to keep us away from God. But the Bible says this, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You don't have to be. You know, I'm sure that God could have sent a 15-foot angel to take care of Goliath. But he sent a lad. You see, he didn't, David was not qualified in the flesh. David was not qualified to slay Goliath. But see, God qualified him. Brother Gus.
Yeah, that's good. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call.
The call.
And that's
Amen.
And that was David.
Amen. So what we're going to do right now is we've just shared about the physical or spiritual giants that we face every day. I'm going to turn it over to our brother Gus here to
share
a word on it. Amen. God bless you, brother Gus.
Amen. God bless you, listeners, for tuning in. Brother John Field, you've been on the last couple of weeks that we've been sharing on. Tonight is our last week on this topic of slaying our giants. And the sad truth is we all have giants in some form, shape, or some way at all. And as I was telling Brother John, the biggest giant we face is in our own selves every morning. The flesh is pulling us down. The spirit is pulling us up. John says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we're fighting spiritual battles, and we cannot win them with physical capabilities. I'll say that again. We're fighting spiritual battles, but we can't fight them with physical capabilities, meaning with our own strength or our own power, because in Zechariah it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Whose spirit? The spirit of the true and living God, Jehovah, Yahweh. And that spirit that came from God is the same spirit that's in us today. And Jesus says, take hold, I've overcome the world. What is that? Whether it may be a disease, disasters, it may be finances, it may be family problems, whatever. We all have different problems. Some of us have more problems than others, but we all have problems, you know, if we could all agree on that. But, you know, there's just two sides. You know, you're either on the side of God, you're either in the army of God, or you're in the army of darkness. There's just two. That's it. And those two battles are constantly at each other. You read Ephesians 6:10. It's the armor of God. And as he's talking about going and putting on the armor of God, spiritually, you put these things on by fasting, by prayer and supplication, by staying in the Word, staying connected to believers. And then Paul goes right in from the armor into our battles are not of flesh and blood, but of spirits and principalities and high places. Look, you see all those big, big words? Because we're fighting big, big battles. We're not going to win them, like Zechariah says, with might or strength. If a spirit is coming towards me, what good would it be any muscle that I might have to offer? Nothing at all. So that's why we call upon the Lord, because we need his strength. We need his power. And the Lord does this. And that's exactly what he did through his servant David as a young shepherd boy. So we talked last 2 weeks ago. Part one was David fighting Goliath. And he picked up three smooth stones. Three stones, five stones. And he just slung that stone right into Goliath's head. It says it sunk into his forehead. He fell down. David rushed, grabbed his sword, cut his head off. So the meaning of that was, you know, when you fight this giant, you got to completely be separated from him, because if you leave any life, he'll come back. He'll come back. And how do you do that? By staying in the Word. Constantly being involved in church activity. And I don't mean a job title or description. I mean what God is doing. That's what he wants. He wants us to be a part of what he is doing. And then last week we talked about spiritual warfare. We talked about in Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Whose might? Not yours, not mine. His might. That's Jesus. That's God. That's who he's talking about. His spirit. Now, we're going to be talking tonight mainly about the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to bring this all together, and we're going to see how we're going to get our victory, and that's through the Holy Spirit. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Notice he said the whole armor. You can't leave one piece out because Oduzmano Avel, and he'll attack that one piece that you don't put on. He'll see the weaknesses. He'll see the flaws. So if you don't put on the whole thing, he'll attack or penetrate one little area that you leave open. It says he is a deceiver. He's very cunning. He's very crafty. So you got to be well equipped to go against him. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over present age, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Okay, meaning that the real battle is not on earth. I mean, we go through it on earth, but it's happening in a spiritual realm. In the Old Testament, Elijah said, Lord, open their eyes so they can see what I see. And there was a multitude of angels on the mountain. John, you know that story? And when they seen that, the people ran in panic. They started killing each other. That's what happened. The enemies started killing each other. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done, stand firm. Okay, so we'll end it there. The rest of it goes on into the armor of God. We know that the shoes, the belt, the breastplate, the sword is what we're going to talk about tonight. The sword is the word of God. Now, there's three keys in overcoming our giants. And tonight, if there's Naswalimos in your family, if there's corruption, if there's problems, if there's holi, if there's division, if there's anger, fear, the root of all of those is Kataro Duzmano. It's from the evil one. It might even seem light, but if you don't address it and you don't put on the armor of God and you don't, you got to come forth with it. You got to attack it, because if you let it attack you, before you know it, it's devouring you. It's eating you up, and it just gets worse. You know, the devil doesn't come and say, well, he's wounded. You know, he's got a broken foot. Okay, I did my damage, and then go on. No, it says he seeks to devour whoever he may choose. He's like a roaring lion. So we need to come prepared. Right, John?
Yes. Amen. You know, can I share something on this, Brother Gus?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we look to man to solve our problem, okay? You know, as Juan will say, well, you know, somebody's not feeling well, we're going to get the best doctor. We're going to find the best hospital. You know, somebody's in trouble, we're going to get the best lawyer, and so forth. And see, King David understood something. If you look in verse 46 of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, look what King David said here. In verse 46, he says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take the head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, right there, see, David knew it wasn't going to be a man that takes care of this problem. It's going to be God. And that's what we need to do. We need to get into our spirit, into our being, that it's God who takes care of these problems. A lot of times we want to do it on our own. We want to do it on our own strength. And you know, as we shared something here, King Saul, that was last week, I believe, King Saul offered his armor to David. David put the armor on. He said, I can't even walk in this. It kind of shows us not to try to wear somebody else's anointing. We might serve a great pastor and brothers and sisters, they're great men and women of God, and they might have a beautiful, great anointing upon them. But see, God wants to give us our own anointing, our own fresh new anointing, and we're to seek God for that. And can I just read verse 32, Brother Gus, and then I'll hand the mic right back over to you. In verse 32 of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, I'm just going to go scroll down here on my phone here and find it. Read verse 32. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Well, right there, if you look at it, today we are servants of the Almighty God. We're in the army of the Lord. We're His servants. We're His soldiers. You know what? God wants to fight our battles, but see, He wants us to be in service and be ready and face the enemy. And how do we face the enemy? Like Brother Gus said, by putting on the full armor of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit with a fresh new anointing each and every day.
Yeah.
And the Lord just put that word on my heart just to share out there, to give a word of encouragement. Make this time we stand up to the giants in our life. Amen, Brother Gus? So go right ahead, my brother. I'm sorry about that.
No, that was good. So we see three keys into tonight's teaching. Number one is going to be the Holy Spirit, because like you said, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Number two would be the anointing. The anointing is God's Holy Spirit. John, getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if that's your computer or not.
Is this better? I'm trying to move away from my computer a little bit. I know that it
I think the computer, when you're talking or something, I get a lot of noise, and
here's
I don't know if that's going out to the listeners too.
Go ahead, right ahead. I'll do this. I'll put myself on mute till right now. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, it's clear. Can you hear me, John? Because it's very quiet now.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So it was your computer. Okay. So number one is the Holy Spirit. Number two is the anointing, which comes from God. And that anointing is the Holy Spirit. We'll see in the Old Testament that whenever a king was anointed, they would pour oil upon them. And oil represents the Holy Spirit. Aaron was anointed, and the oil ran down his beard, it says in the Old Testament. And then number three is God's Word. Hebrews tells us that your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to pierce through the innermost parts of man, even through bone and marrow. And that's key to fighting these battles. That's key to overcoming. Like Brother John said earlier, you're more than conquerors. Paul says we go from grace to grace. So as a believer, you know, like we said over and over, Dusmano keeps coming. It would be nice if it came one time, we rebuked him, we fought him, and he left. But he doesn't. He keeps coming. He keeps on coming.
That's right.
So that's why we got to be always ready at all times, in season and out of season. That's why you got to be constantly in the Word of God. When you're in God's Word is in you. I'll say that again. When you're in God's Word is in you. So the Scripture, like the Bible, is God talking to us. So whenever you're reading God's Word, whether it be New Testament, Old Testament, Psalm, Proverb, You might be reading Revelation. You might be reading Genesis. It doesn't matter from book in to book in. It's all God's word, whether it's Old or New Testament. Now, prayer, when you're praying, that's us talking to God. So we have a communication here. So a lot of people might say, well, I don't know how to put on the armor. I don't know what God is asking me to do. It says, seek me and you will find me. He's in the scriptures. His word is alive. These are not just good stories that happened to some good people and that was good for then and it's a good history book. No, these stories, Paul says, are written for our encouragement today to see what these people did and how we can learn from that or do what Abraham did or learn from David or how come God called Moses the meekest man. So we have all these things in Scripture. And if we read the Scripture, we could overcome our giants. Because tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, Monday, coming to work, there's going to be giants. There's going to be opposition from the enemy coming. He's knocking. He's prowling. He's kicking the door. He's relentless. He doesn't get tired. He's just constantly attacking. That's his job. That's all he's got to do. We got better things to do, believers, listen. We got better things to do than to fight the devil all day long. That's why you're staying in God's word and you're fellowshipping in God's word. When that enemy comes, you just look at it instead of a stumbling block, a stepping stone. Oh, I know God's word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I believe in Jesus' word. God, you're going to bring me through this. So now you're coming through it where the next person that's not in the word of God or not a Christian going through the same thing and they're sad and they're beat up. And they're down for the count, and they're saying, well, Brother John, how are you doing it? You're going through the same problem that I'm going through. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Amen.
So
that's very
saying,
true.
Brother John, you're going through the same problem I'm going through, but yet, Brother John, you're, I don't know why, I see you in church. I can't come to church. I can't handle my problem. This problem is just getting worse and worse. Well, I mean, are you attacking the problem, or is the problem attacking you? Brother John, you're going through it great. You're still in the Word. And I'll tell you, me and Brother John has been in, you know, different problems. We both have family. We some in Chavez, some in Bora, and we have our different problems. But guess what we do? We talk to each other, encourage each other, and we read God's Word together. That's the only thing that brings us through.
That's right.
I could tell him a joke and he might laugh, but that's not going to help. I can give him a good scenario and tell him, try that, but that's not going to work. But if I give him scripture and he gives me scripture, guess what's going to work? The scripture. It's always going to work. It's God.
That's right.
It's the rock that we could stand on, Brother John. You know?
Amen. Amen, Brother Gus. You know what? And that's so true, because we can sit there and something happens when we're in fellowship with brothers and sisters. You know, we're not just talking to men here. We're talking out there to the women of God also out there. And when we get together as believers and we gather together, something happens. The anointing takes place. And once the anointing comes upon a believer, the Bible says this, the anointing does what? It breaks the yoke of bondage.
Bondage.
You might have felt terrible before you entered into the presence of the Lord. Whether it be in your home, your Bible study, in your prayer closet, or in church, at a church service, the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. A lot of times, like Brother Gus said, there's a lot of times that I'm going through a situation, I'm praying about a situation, and I feel that I'm not breaking through. Just things are not happening in the physical realm. But see, I know in my heart, in the spiritual realm that God is at work, and he's putting things together. You know, we can say this in just to be in, he's putting up the puzzle together in our life, because the Bible says that he has a plan for us. As we know, the words of the last few years that's been in seasons, Jeremiah 29:11, where I know that I have a plan for you to prosper and not to harm you. It's a beautiful word, and we serve a wonderful, beautiful God. And we're to take every word of God. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We're to live by the word of God. That's the only thing we have to hang on. That's the greatest thing. No, I'm not making it sound like it's a little bit. No, it's a mighty
thing. It's enough.
It's powerful. The Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce the marrow of the bone, you know, the soft part of the bone. It's penetrating. And you know what? God's word is true. Prayer really does work. In communication with God, as we said, King David, he talked to God a lot. He sang songs to him. He cried out to him. As we see, even in the scriptures there, he's going up against the light. He's talking to God there. He says, I know that my God will deliver this Philistine with my hands today. You see, that's how we need to speak. We need to speak our blessings. Not just say it, you know, it's not positive thinking. And just saying positive words, it's positive faith. Faith in what? Not faith in our words. Faith in God. And if we have faith in God, we can move mountains, literally. The Bible tells us that, isn't it? So, Brother Dustin, if you could bring us to a close, and we'll take some phone calls for some comments tonight. Amen?
So, we're going to tie this all together, and how we want to do that is give the scripture. We're going to go into the context and see what the word of God tells us in the story of David. How did he come to say, I can fight Goliath? There's men today that have weaponry, you know, that wouldn't want to fight him with the swords they have and with all the capabilities they have. I mean, it's just not normal to fight a 9-10 foot tall giant. So let's look at what Scripture tells us. Look what it says here in 1 Samuel chapter 16, you know, starting from around verse 12. Now, Saul was the ruler or the judge or the prophet at that time, because there was no king. Saul was king, but he was a bad king, because we know in verse 14, it says, now the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. So God extracts the Holy Spirit and lets a tormenting spirit. Why? Because he didn't obey. He sacrificed, and kings were not to sacrifice. He didn't wait for Saul. He didn't have patience. He didn't depend on the Lord. He depended on his might. And whenever we depend on our might, that's just an opportunity for us to fall further in our problem. And that's what happened to Saul. And then he was being tormented and all of these different things. And you guys know the story. But let's go back a little bit further to Jesse. Jesse is the father of David. And at this time, David is not king. It's Saul. David has 7 brothers, 8 total. Jesse's their father, and he's a shepherd boy. So God tells Samuel, go to this Bethlehemite, to Jesse, the house of Jesse, and there'll be a man there that you're going to choose, or a boy there you're going to choose. And Samuel goes, and he doesn't know which one, because God doesn't give him a name. So all the boys come one by one, because they know when a prophet comes and he has the horn, and not that horn, they have the oil in there. That means he's going to anoint someone as king. And they know that. They know that. They know the Old Testament scriptures, how someone becomes king. So all the boys rush in. Jesse doesn't even call his other son because he's thinking, well, he's too young and he's Melalo and there's a prophet here and all the other boys are big, so I'll leave him out. But God always chooses the least, the last, or the less. I'll repeat that. God chooses the least, the last, and the less. So if you're feeling like that tonight, you're not left out. God is thinking of you tonight. So look, now Saul is saying, Jesse's saying, there remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep. That's David. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. Verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and handsome, meaning he was rugged. You know, he was in the field. The shepherds were not the cleanest people. They were always walking behind sheep. And the Lord said, now here's key. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. That must have been a very embarrassing thing because he was the youngest and he was outside and he was dirty. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward, and Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. So it says from that day forward. You see, the Holy Spirit's always moving forward. David rushed towards Jesus. He always moved forward in his ministry. Work to continue to go forward in our ministry. Not lukewarm, meaning standing still, and definitely not back, but always forward. The Christian, the Christ follower, it's an upward call, Penelope Paul. It's an upward call. So we see that it says, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. Now fast forwarding now to the battle. And if you guys remember, we talked last week, me and Brother John, that David, this young shepherd boy, he went to Saul and said, I killed the bear, I killed the lion, and I can kill Goliath. Well, how did he know he could? Because like Brother John said just 10 minutes ago, normally he should not have won. He should have been devoured by Goliath. But here's the thing. He was a God man. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you're in the fields, in the city, if you're rich, if you're poor, Jew, Gentile, Rom, Gajol, American, there is no color. Brother John says this week after week, God is no respecter of man.
That's right.
God's seen his heart. And that's what's important. Look what the scripture says here. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on his height or his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees, meaning he rejected the other brothers. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, that's me and you listeners, but the Lord looks on the heart. That's why our hearts have to be right. And it doesn't matter what we wear, and it doesn't matter how we look, because Jesus says, come as you are. Meaning, just bring your heart, and I'll fix everything else. If the heart is in the right place, your battles will be won. None of this can happen unless the anointing comes. He had the anointing, he knew God's word, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Those are your keys to winning your battles against your Goliaths. So that's what I wanted to conclude, to bring that all together. I hope this blessed you. I feel blessed. I feel that the Lord was using 1 Samuel tonight to help you to overcome, you know, your giants, your problems, or anything that you guys might be going through. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. Good word. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you're calling in by telephone tonight, you have a comment, question, or prayer request, hit 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll call you up to the mic. or call in tonight. If you're listening by internet, I'll repeat the number one more time. It's Jericho 917-889-7893. And I believe we do have a phone call. I believe it's our brother Chuka. Chuka, God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hi, John. Hi, Gus. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Good work tonight, guys.
God bless you, brother.
You know, there's something amazing that it all comes down to one key contributor week after week, guys, and it's not a bad thing. It's actually the greatest thing ever. It's a word about it in this case. It's the Word of God. And
amen.
We see that the lack of the Word of God will bring failure in a person's life. You'll certainly will not see victory in your life at the lack of the Word of God. And I wanted to share a scripture with you guys, and you guys are going to get a kick out of this if you've never read it before, which I just now came across it just a couple of days ago, and it's in the book of Proverbs. Brother Gosh, you ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes him blessed.
Yeah.
Now, did you catch that? Anxiety brings depression. Now, how many people do we know, guys, that are facing the giant of depression in their lives?
I go through it once in a while myself.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, here goes the thing. Depression, we all do. Big talasan gom, we go through it, because we don't have that luxury of, although we have to get up every day, I karaz love and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, the most important thing is we got to understand that depression is a disease, okay? But I do not believe that you need to have the disease in order to experience depression. Now, what does that mean? There's some people that are actually, go to a doctor and get diagnosed with depression, manic depression.
Yeah.
And they have to take their medication. And we're not here telling anybody not to take their medication for depression. If you're on depression medication, continue to take your medicine. But I'm talking about a Christian who allows anxiety, like we all do. We allow anxiety to come into our hearts, and that becomes that spiritual giant in our lives. But here goes the main thing we have to remember. The last part of that very same verse, 25, says, but a good word makes that man blessed or glad or happy. And what about a divinity? Is a good word. Jesus Christ is the good word. He came to bring good tidings. So if anybody's going through that massive problem in your life, which is depression, just call upon the name of the Lord. Put your face in the Word of God. Read it. Eat it. You know, take it in for what it is. It's there for us. It isn't there for him because it is him. It's there for us, and it's here to bring medication. Psalms 107 says that he sent his word and healed our disease. Amen, guys.
Amen. What was the verse 25? What?
That is Proverbs 12:25.
Oh, 12:25. Well, I just want to read it out of the New King James.
Go
if
ahead.
If you don't mind. And then Brother Gus can comment on that. And you just go
through here. Well, I think that was very good. What I wanted to say, Brother Chuka, you called in last week when we were doing part two of Slaying Our Giants, and I didn't get to comment on what you said. So now that you're on the line, I appreciate the comment and the scripture that you gave. It was very good. After I got done talking to Brother John off the radio, we were talking about you. We were sharing that was very nice. It was a blessing.
Praise God.
And we appreciate that. And
amen.
That was very nice. You know, we can tell that you're a man of God. And we need more men of God out there studying God's word, because it encourages us. We're not pastors. We're not preachers. We're just studying God's word. So I wanted to encourage you, brother. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing. And thank you for continuing to do so.
I praise God and I thank the Lord for you guys. What's up, John?
You know, I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version. It says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Praise God. You know what, Brother Chuka, would you say a prayer to anybody that's going through anxiety and depression tonight? Would you lift them up in prayer? God bless you.
Yes. The book I believe it's Second Timothy 1, verse 7 says that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So whoever's hearing my voice tonight, I want you to agree with me in this prayer, especially if you're going through anxiety or depression, or if you have the spirit of fear. I want you to know that Jesus is in a position right now to break every chain off of your life. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we come before you and we ask, Lord God, that you would create in us a new thing. Lord God, if we have any doubts, if we have any superstition, if we have any inhibitions that are keeping us from our full potential, I'm asking you, Lord God, that you would break the chains of those bondages tonight. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would come forward and show yourself as a mighty power, as a strong tower, Lord God, that you would hide us, Diva, in the shadow of your wing. Lord God, we cannot do it without you. We can only do it with you. It is necessary that we come before you, and we ask you and we tell you our true hearts. Lord, I'm supplicating for your people that are battling against anxiety, that are battling against the giant of depression. Well, in the name of Jesus, the word of God is that which shattereth the rock. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone who hears my voice right now, that they would be completely freed, set free, set apart, sanctified, totally from the spirit of fear. We come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood and the authority of the cross. We ask in Jesus' name that you would break bondages tonight, Lord God, in everyone's life. For your glory, Dilla, that you would have your way in your people. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
Yeah,
God bless
you. Love you, too. God bless you.
Amen. Says, God bless you, because it's always a good word of encouragement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask the caller.
Definitely.
We've got time for one or two more calls tonight. If you have a prayer request tonight, hit one on your keypad if you're a call-in listener tonight. We'll call you up to the mic. God bless you tonight. It says a good word tonight. And like you say, you know what? We can start, as we're coming up on a new year here in about a month, Brother Gus, we could start off the new year. And we could start that today, tonight. It could be a new. The Bible says, with God, all things become new. And it's time that we stop the elementary things in our life and start eating the meat of the Word of God and start living the way that God wants us to live. And it's time that we get serious, churches, with God. Because, you know, as we know, we live in the end times. And I'm not here to scare anybody away or put fear in anyone's heart. No, but, you know, even the world knows that. Unbelievers know that we live in a peculiar time that the end is near. So tonight, I'm going to ask if there's anybody out there that's never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're fighting giants tonight. You know that in your heart, that you're going up against something that's bigger than you are tonight. Well, you need something bigger than that problem. That solution is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you never received him as your Lord and Savior tonight, you can receive him tonight and have eternal life. And you could have life and have it more abundantly, the Bible says, by saying a simple prayer and meaning it in your heart tonight. And tonight, wherever you're at tonight, say this prayer, believing in your heart. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess him with our mouth and believe that he died and he rose on the third day, that God raises the dead, we shall be saved. That's the beginning of our salvation tonight. Tonight you can say this prayer and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Your life will never be the same tonight. Brother Gus, would you leave tonight with the believer's prayer? Amen. God bless you.
Yes. Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus says, I am the truth. Jesus says, I am the life. That's all we need until salvation. The way to heaven, the life in Christ. There's no better life than being in Christ. So if we truly believe that Jesus is our Savior, we admit it. We want to admit it out loud. We want to put away the old man and we want to be a new man. We're a new creation, Penelope Paul. Just pray this prayer. Father God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I admit that I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died in my place, paying for my penalty for my sins. I'm willing right now, Lord, to turn from my sins and to accept you as Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior and Lord. I commit myself to you, and I ask that you send your Holy Spirit into my life, fill me and take control of my life. Lead me and guide me in the paths of righteousness, Paul David. And help me to be the man or woman or child that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer right now. And if you've prayed that prayer, you're born again. That's what the Lord is asking. Confess your sins.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you tonight. And tonight, you could write to us. If you said that prayer tonight, you need a Bible believing church, we'll help you find out no matter where you're at. Write to us at Gypsy Radio, the number one, GYPSY, Gypsy Radio, number one, at yahoo.com. We want to say thank you. We want to say God bless you. Thank you for listening tonight. Have a blessed weekend. Don't forget to go to church. And we want to say that we love you, but most of all, that Jesus loves you. But Gypsies for Jesus Radio, good night and God bless everyone.
Good night.